Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Somebody Hey, somebody loves you, baby. So welcome to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And today this 30-minute test is going to be with the Latino lover, Mark Anthony Real, out of California, part of the Unmasked panel. So let's just get on board with him and say, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. And guess what? Somebody loves you too, Terry.
All right, nigga, they know I love you.
I had my Cheerios, and now Patti LaBelle, my day is starting supremely.
All right now, all right. So I want everybody to encourage Mark, because sometimes when you do something different for the first time, you feel a little uncomfortable, but you know something? He was worried that he couldn't bring some input, but you know, everybody got a different opinion, and it's always good to have more than one or two, because you know, when someone has to leave town, like myself coming up shortly, I got some brothers and a sister, you know, that's going to hold the fort down. So, hey, you know, welcome aboard, darling.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to it. I was a little nervous because, you know, I think you have a mainstream audience. I'm not sure about this. But, you calmed my nerves and said, you need a little diversity in your show, and I'm here to provide that.
Well, baby, you're more than welcome. And, yes, I have a diverse group of people that I like having as guests as well, because, you know, that's why it's called Unmasked, because I'm going to pull it veil down. I'm going to expose something. Yeah, I'm going to play it out there on Front Street. So, hey, baby, you know, it is what it is, you know, because, like, hey, coming up soon, tomorrow coming up soon will be one of the authors, Frank Gresham, who also will be a panelist, you know, but not tomorrow. And then we got coming up on the 4th, we got this chick out of Canada. She's advocating marijuana. She's trying to make it legal all over the place so you can puff, puff, and get your little high on. But, you know, that ain't for me, man, because I know if I ever tried that, I'd be straight paranoid. I'd be looking out the window and say, woo, woo, there's the police out there. So it ain't for me, but for some other people, I'm sure they're happy if that shit get legalized.
I could just see you on marijuana, honey.
Oh, baby. Whew.
Talk
man,
about
I'd be nervous.
You know what? I have tried it many times, so it gets me paranoid too, but not to the point where I just want to sit in the corner and contemplate my navel. You know?
Oh shit! I would tell you the story, man. This is real talk, man. I was about 16, and I was a babysitter for this handsome young couple up the street, man. They looked like they had it all going on. Both of them was beautiful people. The kid, Macia, was very pretty. And so, you know, I was like, wow, when I become, you know, in my early 20s, I could live like them because they had their own place. So anyway, they asked me if I want to try marijuana. So, you know, 16, you know. Well, maybe I think it was maybe 15.
Yeah.
I think it was 15. I said, okay, I'll try it. So, you know, I took a puff, you know, a couple of puffs and everything, and they was playing music. And all of a sudden, I got really weird, nervous, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm up in the bathroom, right, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm peeing. And it didn't seem like the pee would stop. I said, oh, shit, what's happening? You know, oh, Lord. You know, then I looked around for the toilet paper when I finally thought it stopped. And I was reaching for the toilet paper roll, and the toilet paper kept moving away from me. I said, oh, God, what is wrong with me? You know, and so after I managed to wipe myself, I was at the top of the steps, right? And they was asking me, was I all right? Because I was so long getting up there, right? And when the guy came up there, his head, Tommy, his head got real big, and then it went way far away. His lips got big. I said, oh, shit. Oh, God, oh, God. Send me home. Send me home. Put me in a cab. Now, mind you, I only live like 5 doors down, but I'm sitting there saying, put me in a cab. So then I went downstairs. They got me downstairs. I'm sitting on a sofa, right, and I had my little engagement ring because I was engaged and all that, you know. And then I got paranoid. I said, let me hide it. They're going to steal my ring. You know, I'm flipping out. And so they said, want something to eat or something? So they gave me some cookies. And I started eating these damn cookies. All of a sudden, my throat locked up and shit. I said, oh, damn, they trying to kill me. I couldn't swallow this shit. Oh, my God. I was like crazy, you know. And then some other friends came in, and they were looking at me and stuff. You know, I was so paranoid. I just ran out the house, and I was running and running and running. Didn't realize I was close to home. And I crawled up the front steps to the house and
oh my god,
crawled into my bed, you know. Oh my god. But after that, I stopped babysitting for them. I found out that they had laced the marijuana with some acid, some window paint or something.
That's
they
what
called
I was thinking, Terry. I was thinking, they put some acid in that shit?
Yeah, they did, man. I ain't never had that before. Really, ain't never had weed before because I'm a good little church girl. And I'm sitting there trying to idolize these people, and they was using me to get their laugh on and shit, man. So, you know, hey, whew, forget marijuana.
Ooh,
I ain't even trying to
on.
Think about no marijuana.
they done got their laugh on, Terry, at your expense.
I know, and that did it for me. It just kind of like instilled in me, that's not what I want to do. You know, because sometimes you got to have a bad episode. The first time I tried it, it was a horrible episode. So forget, you know, legalizing marijuana. I could care less because, and I tell people out there who are smoking weed, you know who you're getting it from because you never know
oh,
where my put
yes.
in it.
You have to know your sources, and you have to know who you're dealing with because anybody can slip you anything. I think you were talking the other day on your show about somebody slipping, you know, being very careful about your drinks. Was it you?
Yeah, I've mentioned that too because this date rape drug that's going around and you got to call it a whole lot of different names, but sisters out there, and even brothers, because we got some crazy women out there. It ain't all about y'all guys doing stuff.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
no. Equal opportunity, yeah.
Exactly,
right.
Because y'all find brothers out there. Some sister might say, I'm going to take that home at night and bang that, smash that thing right there. So, you know, be careful. If you walk to the bathroom and ain't your buddy that you've been trusting for a long time watching your drink, don't even drink it because the cost of a drink, whether it's $3 or $5, it ain't worth it for you to wind up with your panties off or your boxers off and you've been violated or gang banged and you don't know what the disposition is. Or, you know, you might have a respiratory attack because it slows down and breathing and everything else. So, you know, there's no
yeah.
dealing with, man.
Yeah, but do you know what, back in the day, though, that really wasn't an issue back, you know, I'm a little older. So
right.
Is this a new phenomenon, Terry, that people are doing this kind of stuff? Because back in the day, I don't remember people doing that. I mean, they'd use chloroform, you know, with chloroform as you
right.
you put
it over your nose and shoot, that's it. Or that rush,
yeah.
that stuff in a bottle, you know. I tried that before, man. You go right up Zoom for 1 minute, but when you come down, you got a massive headache. My Lord.
Oh yeah. But that was what it was back then. And I don't recall a lot of people talking back then about slipping. GHB? Is that the component?
Whatever they call it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think everybody has to be really, really careful, especially when you go to the bathroom or you take your eye off a drink. Because like
that's
you said, $3 is a small price to pay for another fresh drink that you can hold, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I totally agree with you. Yes.
And this reminds me of this movie's coming out September 11th. It's called The Perfect Guy. Man, I want to be there, see that shit, because it's about this female, and she got this cute brother, man, and he hitting her, and they having sex, and everything is good and everything. But all of a sudden, she realizes he's kind of like stalkish, you know, and so she tried to cut him off, you know. And so then, you know, he's everywhere. He's watching her on a monitor with this other guy. You know, he's crazy. And so she's feeling like, oh, my God, I can't get my life back, you know. And she's sitting there balled up, you know, on her bed, and then the screen splits. And this brother is underneath her damn bed, and he looks like, whoa. So, my Lord, the perfect guy might be a nightmare. So they kind of like me say, what? What the heck is going on? And, you know, it's like the perfect guy or the girl online, you know. You got to be careful.
Hey, Terry, there is no perfect guy. There is no perfect girl. There is no perfect anybody except the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one I know of.
Exactly.
But yeah, this movie sounds interesting. Who's in it?
What's the guy? That chocolate. Morris Chestnut is one of them. And this
okay.
other guy, my God, with the green eyes. I think he was used to be on CSI or something. He's fine as I don't know what. Damn it, brother, fine. You know, so I can see why, you know, girls see him say, ooh, woo, 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 your lips fall down to the floor because he is fine as can be. And, you know, it just makes me think, you know, sometimes, you know, you see a cute guy and you'd be thinking, the stars are aligning, I got this fine brother, and I'm all happy, and he's giving me all the attention. But sometimes you better give up a guy who's average and not as cute, but got the spirit of a godly man, because, you know, then you can work with him, you know. But these people dealing with everything looks pretty, man, sometimes you got a pretty mess on your hand.
That's right. Yes, don't be deceived. Beauty's only skin deep.
You know
who I had a celebrity crush on for a long time was Boris Kodjo. You know who Boris Kodjo is?
Yes, darling. Woo woo. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I can imagine that he is hard to get next to, but he's a family man. Come to think, you know, come to mention it, he's got a family, and he's you know, he ain't out there running the streets.
Right. And that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You gotta stay
strong. But it's really, you know, a perfect package comes in with a lot of red flags sometimes. So you have to be really careful if somebody looks too damn good.
Amen to that. But you know something, baby, we gotta take a small break. You stay right there, and we'll be back at 2 and 2.
Okay.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all
feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you again, see you again.
Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was It's Been a Long Day Without You, My Friend by Wiz Khalifa. That's such a beautiful song. And that was a song they played for the guy who died in that Furious 7 movie, or the one earlier, the actor and his brother took over to complete the movie. And that song, it's just a beautiful song, you know. And I feel that same way about Mark. You know, that's my friend that I met a while ago on Facebook. And sometimes when I just don't hear from him, I just feel like it's been a long day. So I'm going to get right back to Mark. How you doing, sweetie?
Great, honey. And I applaud you on that song, because it was written, it was about Paul Walker, who died. He's one of the original members, actors in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Right, exactly.
And he died in a fiery car crash in Valencia a couple of years ago, and that was like a tribute to him, and the video is just outstanding. Wiz Khalifa recorded that with Charlie Puth, P-U-T-H,
mm-hmm.
And I just love that song. And yesterday I heard Charlie Puth's, it was kind of a funny name, Puth, you know,
yeah.
Sound like Puth.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday I heard his new song with Meghan Trainor, called Marvin Gaye. I don't know if you've heard it, but we have got to play it one of these days, because I instantly loved it. I heard it for the first time yesterday on the radio. It's called Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Every song you play, it brings me back, it takes me back, and you really put a lot of thought into your songs, as you do your commercial, which I also really like.
Well, let me tell you about the commercial. That was by the awesome guy. He's on Facebook. You can inbox him. It is Money Power the Third, man. He got this voice, as you hear, that is so seductive. His wife, she's also an entrepreneur. She got all that good hair for us ladies. You want to put the weave in, man. She'll hook you up. So Money Power the Third. Inbox him on Facebook and tell him the author is Terry Lyle told you about him, because this brother is bad to the bone. He is so professional. He be pulling out everything, you know, that you pull out from the, different wheels that rolls the camera, the umbrellas to get knock off the shading. This brother is straight professional all the way.
Oh, yes, he has a fabulous voice, and it's perfect for a very seductive type of commercial like that one for Exposed. Yes.
Exactly. And also in the Exposed book trailer, Mark, the first guy talking was my son-in-law, Michael Benjamin Crapper. He was doing a part, if you see the video online, he was doing a part about he was drinking, looking out the window. He's supposed to be alcohol-free, but he's still tipping and making lies when his sponsor calling. And then the other scene was these two brothers talking about, do you know God? And one guy said, I don't know him, you know. And that's how a lot of people feel, since they don't have a relationship, they don't think that God exists. And then the other part was actually my daughters, Nikki and L'Oreal, and a friend of hers from Fort Benning, Jesse, and what they was, she was, my daughter was coming in like, this is my woman. He said, is this your mom? He said, no, this is my woman. So they were doing a gay thing. Because, like, I want people to know on the show Exposed, I'm going to bring it all down, man. You know, it's nothing that you can't talk about, because we are in a lifestyle that everything is out there. Everybody got a story. It might not be your story, and if it ain't your story, turn the radio off. You ain't got to listen. But, you know, it's to my best interest to let everybody share what's on their heart, because sometimes people hear someone else's story and it helps them, whatever they're going through. So, you know, it is what it is. It's how I do it.
And, you know, when I heard that commercial for the first time, I thought, you know, I bet this is a family affair. It sounds like, you know, maybe somebody that you're related to was involved in the production. But it's my family.
Me and my family, we off the chain.
and it's not necessarily a dysfunctional family affair. It's a solid family affair. And the proof is in the pudding, because the commercial came out really great, and it makes you want to read the book.
Absolutely. And if you read the book, baby, just go to www.terrylyle.com. You can find my cologne collection and everything. I'm just doing what I need to do to make it to the next step. But if someone want to help me get there quicker, hook up a sister. You know what I'm saying? Because I love
you. There you go. And you, the last show I was listening to, you were talking about your men's aroma that you say smells like aromas. So tell me more about that.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, it's called Hot Stuff. And, oh, my God, the elder pastors, a lot of guys have bought that cologne, and they said, oh, man, it's soft. It's not intrusive. It's just nice, you know. And it's that kind of smell that when somebody embrace you and hug you, they say, ooh, damn, they want to lick my neck or something. They all up in there. They don't want to back off. And if you can get somebody up to your neck, they still holding on, they ain't want to back off, you know, you got that, baby. All you got to do, put the words to your mouth and make it happen.
But, yeah, make sure that ain't nobody's Dracula, though, because I don't want Dracula coming
right.
up to my
You know, it's been
Dracula
a fun time.
Stay away from my neck.
Yeah, Mark, it's been a fun time, but you know, our time is counting down to 43, not now 40 seconds, and I so appreciate you taking the time, because I know on the West Coast it's about 7 right now, and it's early, and I just want to thank you, and I'll tell you, welcome aboard to the panel of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle.
Well, thank you so much, honey. I'm looking forward to being a part of it.
Yeah, she did a great job. For somebody who said they was nervous, you did a great job. What are you saying?
See, I don't know why I was afraid. I mean, I was just being natural. Like you said, I'm a people person, and I know a few things, so just go with that, you know?
Right. I love you. Our time is up.
Okay, dear.
Well, you take care, baby.
All right.
Go listen to it now on Facebook. Just post it. Tell me what you think.
Okay, we'll do. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.